in. The river looks inviting too. Fancy stripping off for a swim? She smiled sidelong at him, then switched direction straight across the field, no longer following the trodden footpath beside the river. Bibi slowed for a few seconds, then fell in behind her again, trying to match her footsteps through the tall, wet grass. It was a game he'd played as a kid when he was out walking with his parents. Then he'd had to stretch. Now his footfalls were tight and fast. They ran in silence until they reached the far corner of the field, where she vaulted an overgrown stile and disappeared from view. Hey! Bibi leaped the stile, caught his foot on a trailing bramble, and almost spilled. He landed, caught his breath, and looked beyond the hedge. A narrow path wound uphill, and he just caught sight of her red running pack disappearing from view. Jody! She didn't answer. It didn't matter. They both knew where they were headed, and though Bibi hadn't run these trails before, he often travelled the surrounding roads and lanes on his bike. He was familiar with the old abandoned house on the hill, too, though he'd never paid it that much attention. Not until 2 weeks ago. Now, it was the only thing on his mind. Bibi ran on, enjoying the silence and watching his footing. It wouldn't do to turn an ankle now. What the hell would Matt say to that? He glanced at his watch, though he had a pretty good idea of the time, approaching 7 in the morning. They were nearing a narrow road, and around the corner he slowed and came to a stop where Jody was leaning against a fence. A potholed lane lay beyond, connecting one main road to another and providing access for several farms and a handful of isolated country homes. Unlike the house forefront in his mind, those other places were all inhabited. She took a swig from her water bottle and handed it to him. "Matt'll be on his way," he said. She nodded, breathing hard, and tapped two fingers against her forehead.
"Mission going entirely according to plan, sir?"
I think you're the boss of this operation. Shared ownership."
"I love it when a plan comes together," Bibi said.
She frowned.
"George Peppard? Hannibal Smith? The A-Team?
Huh?
You're fucking kidding me."
"I thought that was Liam Neeson,"
Jody said, bemused. Bibi went to protest again, never quite sure when she was winding him up, when they heard a car engine. Jody grabbed his arm and tugged him away from the fence, back towards the sheltering undergrowth.
"Hey, we're just two runners," he said.
"But if we don't have to be seen, best we're not." She pulled him down behind a wild hedge, and they saw the silvery flash of a van pass by. He leaned in close and kissed her ear.
"Ugh, sweat."
"You don't usually complain," she said.
"Come on, across the road, then up the hill."
They moved on, and Bibi felt the familiar thrill of effort, made more complete by exercising with Jody. They didn't do it together often enough. He preferred biking or running on the roads when the sun was up. Her love was trail running pre-dawn or at dusk. She said she liked the peace and solitude, and it was a reflection of her general dislike of crowds and other people in general. A perfect run for her was 10 miles along the river or around the local hills without encountering another person. This morning, he was really starting to understand the allure, and not only because of what they were doing. This felt good for the soul. Or maybe it was the idea of an extra few grand in his bank that made it feel so good. As they passed through a small woodland, something big took fright and disappeared into the shadows with a heavy rustle of undergrowth.
"What the hell was that?"
he asked.
"Deer,"
Jody said, slowing to a walk.
"Maybe a tiger?"
They were at the edge of the small wooded area, halfway up a steep hillside, with the dawn landscape laid out before them.
"There are deer here. You wouldn't see them on the bike. Connect with nature."
"I'm a townie,
yet I still hang around with you."
Jody stood with hands on her hips.
"Just get a load of that."
"Hang around with me?"
She didn't answer. As he stood beside her, he saw why. The view was gorgeous, and both of them breathed hard from exertion as they soaked it in. From higher up, the whole countryside was bathed in morning mist, glowing pink from the dawn sun breaking over the distant hills. Copses of trees and rolls in the land peaked above the sun-touched mist.